Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Raccoon Valley Radio General Manager John McGee. First of all, John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Joe, for having me on.
So the main reason that you are my guest today is because we are talking about the Raccoon Valley Radio building remodel, specifically in the Perry studio.
Yeah, I've gotten a number of people have already kind of approached me on the street. We don't have as many cars out front, so they're wondering what's all going on. But yeah, we are getting started with our big building remodel program.
So the first thing I want to know is kind of the background on this building itself, because obviously we were not the first tenants of this building.
Yeah, and I hope I'm not off on any of my facts on this, but I believe this building was added on either two or three times. Started in the 1950s and underwent some renovations and some upgrades as technologies improved under previous ownership as they grew and needed more space. Obviously, they've added on to the building and kept it growing that way.
For sure. Now, this remodel has been kind of a long time in the making, really. So what's kind of the background on getting to this point of actually having the remodel here?
Sure. So when we bought the company in 2012, obviously at that time we recognized that there was going to be some improvements that needed to be made to the building just to increase workflow and increase productivity to better serve our community, really. We put a lot of time, energy, resources, financial resources into delivering the quality of product. Our first 8 years in here, we've really made a lot of technological improvements, increased the quality, the reliability of the output that we put in, but we really did not do a lot to change the work envelope, to actually look at the physicalness of the building and how to make it flow better, how to better accommodate our employees and our staff. You know, and as we've grown from two employees to 15 full-time employees, definitely it puts pressure on the logistics and the physicalness of the building.
For sure. Now, what can people expect from the new building? Like, what are some details that you'd like to share with people about what it's going to look like once everything is finished?
Well, as far as what the listener can expect while the building's going on is minimal interruptions. Yes, we will have a few short periods of being off the air, hopefully very, very limited minutes in nature as we switch over to generators and back and forth that way. You know, what can we expect? We can expect an easier workflow. You know, from the listener standpoint, not a lot will change to affect the general public. From our employees' standpoint, there'll be a lot of changes out here to make their life a little bit easier. There will be a couple of different studios that they can come in. We can do multiple news interviews easier. So if you've got Joe yourself, as you're doing these Let's Talk programs, if you've got multiple guests, it's going to be a lot easier to accommodate them. If we're doing any candidate forums where we sit down and we want to interview candidates and talk to them in maybe a debate style, it'd be a lot easier to accommodate those type of things. You know, maybe a client's bringing in their kids to do an ad, and we want to have multiple microphones and flexibility to accomplish that.
Absolutely. So obviously the renovation is starting now. What kind of time frame are you expecting with this?
We're being told it's going to be about a 90-day project, but like any of these things, it can run a little bit longer. I'm anticipating about a 120 to 150-day project. Like to keep us on the 90-day timeline, but in all realistic, back to normal operations around the 1st of November that way.
All right. Well, I guess the last question I have here for you is, why do you feel like this is an important project and a good project to do for the company?
First and foremost, I think it shows our commitment to the community. You know, Mel and Holly Sir and the Sir family have made a substantial investment in this project, financial resources in the community as a whole. I think it really gives us something to be proud of, something to brag about and to show off as part of the Perry community. It gives our clients a visible place to come into and take advantage of our services and help put together marketing strategies and things that way. It gives the news and information side of what we do a better platform to work off of, to come out here and bring guests in and get better information out to our listeners from a more efficient, more easily workable environment that way. Plus, you know, as we bring more and more employees to the area, a better work environment attracts a better quality applicant, you know, which ultimately helps serve a community better as they get involved in the volunteer organizations, as they get involved in their churches and their clubs here in our Dallas County area.
All right. Well, John McGee, General Manager of Raccoon Valley Radio, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about the station remodel?
I would say the biggest thing is, you know, stay flexible. You know, it is business as usual for us. We do have operations going on at all three of our locations during this remodeling. We will be a little more limited in what we do here in the Perry Studio area while we're under the remodel and staying out of the contractor's hair that way. We've moved a lot of our on-air work that we do to our Stewart location. Sales is pretty well working remotely off-site. They were doing a lot of that during the COVID situation as well. And Joe, like you say, you're working out of home, but you're also being more mobile with what you do. So I want the public to stay flexible. I appreciate the flexibility our staff has shown and working through this to serve the community. Please use the phone, email, just call. If somebody doesn't answer right away, we have a phone system where you can leave messages for the news department, for the sports, for on air, for myself. We do get that emailed to us instantly as soon as you hang up, and we'll get back to you right away. You know, Joe, I'm excited for where we're at. It's been a lot of planning the last 8 years to put together this new building. I want to thank our staff for what they've done and to prepare us for it, not only to help run a successful radio station, but to also just stay flexible with us as we've been in the planning discussion phase of putting this together. And now that we're actually there and literally knocking walls down and upgrading things, I just want to thank our employees for being extremely flexible and willingness to do about whatever it takes to be able to keep us on the air, keep us delivering what we do to the communities that we serve. It really couldn't be done without the staff, and I want to say thank you to all of our staff for doing that. And then I also want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to our clients and our community. Without their belief in us and what we've been able to do through their belief in us, this wouldn't be possible. And finally, want to give a final thanks to the Sir family, Mel and Holly and Michael, and their investment in this project and their belief in what our team can do here at Raccoon Valley Radio. Really want to give them a thanks as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John McGee. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.